Lesson 8, The Birth of Jesus. This lesson begins on page 51 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. In any discussion, regarding the determination of the identity of the Antichrist, we must examine all precedent we discover in Scripture. God makes use of well-known events, as templates for similar affairs. For example, when we look at prophecy regarding the coming of the Christ, we see his arrival time was predicted by Scripture. The date the Messiah was anticipated to arrive into Jerusalem was known beforehand. Prophets foretold of the event, over 600 years before it happened. The Bible prophesied the very day Messiah would enter the temple in Jerusalem. It even foretold the route he would take, and which gate he would use, to enter the city. Today, we refer to the Messiah's arrival as Palm Sunday. Now, Palm Sunday took place on March 29, 33 AD, precisely as predicted. Jesus was crucified 4 days later, on the 3rd of April. Now, let me ask what might seem perhaps to be a silly question: did any people know who Jesus was, prior to the day of Palm Sunday? The answer is a resounding yes. After all, he'd been conducting his ministry for the past 3.5 years. Those following Jesus knew exactly who he was. Also, the religious elite knew well who Jesus claimed to be. It was no secret. Using this as a guide, doesn't it seem reasonable then that at least some folks would know the identity of the Antichrist prior to him signing the peace treaty? Sure it does. The life of Jesus serves as a template for the activities and timing of the coming Antichrist. That's why we can accurately determine who he is. In order to discover the template God used as prophecy, we need to examine a few facts about the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The first verse mentioning the coming of a Savior can be found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Footnote number 43. To set the stage, it was in the time of Herod, the king of Judea. There was a priest named Zechariah. His wife was a woman named Elizabeth. Scripture describes them as righteous in the sight of God. But they were childless, and well on in years. Footnote number 44, Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. It happened to be Zechariah's turn to perform his temple duty by going into the building and burning incense. While he was in there, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. He informed Zechariah his prayers had been heard, and so Elizabeth would conceive and give birth to a son, and they were to call him John. Footnote number 45, Luke, chapter 1, verses 8 through 13. Zechariah and Elizabeth were the parents of a man, now known as John the Baptist. The Bible foretold that he would become great in the sight of the Lord, and was filled with the Holy Spirit prior to his birth. He would be the person who would bring many people of Israel back to God. His job was to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Footnote number 46, Luke, chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. Zechariah was doubtful, not unlike his predecessor Abraham. He expressed his uncertainty by telling the angel he and his wife were well along in years. The angel's reply was direct: I am the angel Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. He then removed Zechariah's ability to speak until the birth of his son, John. Footnote number 47, Luke, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Elizabeth became pregnant and went into seclusion for 5 months. In the meantime, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary. She was a virgin and pledged to be married to Joseph. Gabriel informed her that she was favored by God. As a result, she would become pregnant and give birth to his son, and she was to call him Jesus. Footnote number 48, Luke, chapter 1, verses 24 through 31. Mary was perplexed. She asked how this could be, due to her being a virgin. Gabriel explained that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and give her the Holy Child, who shall be called the Son of God. He then told of the story of Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, and how God permitted her to conceive at a late age. Nothing is impossible with God, he said. Footnote number 49, Luke, chapter 1, verses 32 through 38. Upon hearing the news, Mary immediately arose and hurried to go and seek advice from Elizabeth, who lived in the city of Judah. As an unmarried pregnant woman, I'm certain she had many unanswered questions. Upon seeing her cousin, Mary greeted her. The Bible says Elizabeth's yet unborn son, John, leapt for joy within her, upon hearing Mary's voice, and she became filled with the Holy Spirit. She then cried out to Mary, "Blessed are you among women." Next, she asked, "How is it that the mother of my Lord would come to visit me?" Footnote number 50, Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 43. Without being told, Elizabeth knew Mary was already pregnant with the baby Jesus. They had a wonderful time communing together with God's Holy Spirit. Mary attended her cousin until she gave birth to John the Baptist. The Bible says she was there 3 months before she returned home. Footnote number 51, Luke, chapter 1, verses 44 through 56. Sometime after her return, her fiancé Joseph discovered Mary was pregnant. He knew that since he'd not had sexual intercourse with her, Mary's baby must belong to another man. The Bible says Joseph was a righteous man, and did not wish to bring disgrace upon her. So, he formulated a secret plan to send her away to have the child. Footnote number 52, Luke, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Please read the two verses using your own Bible. When Joseph began to give serious consideration of implementing his plan, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and told him to not be afraid to take Mary as his wife. The child inside her is of the Holy Spirit. Mary will give birth to God's Son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Footnote number 53, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Please read the two verses using your own Bible. The angel then quoted Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, which is the verse at the start of this lesson. He told Joseph, this all took place to fulfill God's word. When Joseph awoke from his dream, he did as the Lord commanded him, and took the pregnant Mary as his wife. He did not have sexual intercourse with her until after she gave birth to Jesus, God's Son. Footnote number 54, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Now, the question before us is, whether anyone knew who Jesus was, prior to, and, approaching his birth. The easy answer is, sure. Lots of people knew. First, there was the priest Zechariah himself, and his wife Elizabeth. Mary came and stayed with them for 3 months. Despite Zechariah being muted by God, I feel certain he told everyone he knew. It would have been the same with Elizabeth. Likewise, once Joseph overcame his initial discomfort, he and Mary likely spread the word to all their friends and family. And, just as people do today, they in turn likely extended word far and wide as well. In fact, by the time Jesus was born, there could have been thousands of people who knew who he was. There are over 30 prophecies in the Bible regarding the birth of the coming Christ. Every one of them came true. Clearly, God foretold the details of the where, the when, and the what, to ensure people were prepared for the arrival of his Son. The arrival of the Antichrist is also predicted. The next lesson focuses on the prophecies surrounding it. Lesson 8, Questions for Discussion. Question 1. Why did God foretell the birth of Messiah? Explain your answer. Question 2. Mary went to live with her cousin Elizabeth, upon learning she was pregnant. List possible reasons why. Question 3, why should we memorize scripture? What advantage does it give us? Question 4, discuss why Joseph wanted initially to secretly send Mary away. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 9, Template for a Prince. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 2 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 9, Template for a Prince. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 9, labeled 2.9, Template for a Prince, to hear the next lesson.